Happy Sunday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffy Scott Mitchell, coming to you live from the ultimate remote location, default route, on this glorious Sunday morning. 24 degrees out here. They say the wind chill is like an 18 degrees. I think they said the wind was like 11. I'm not sure if that's the case. But what I do want to say is, it's sunny. It's fairly sunny out here. And I got gloves. I don't think I need them. It was kind of like the highlight of the walk to stop by Dollar General and to buy a pair of gloves so my hands don't get cold. I even put on extra long johns. So I got a long johns, jeans, and my sauna pants. And I wore my Steeler jersey, I mean my Steeler hoodie, because it's thicker and bigger. Because that number 24 that I saw on the weather report, it scared me. It scared me. So now I'm walking with one glove on, one glove off, because I can't switch cameras or do anything with the gloves on. And I really don't need it. But it's nice to have a pair of $5 gloves here just in case. You know, because I guess when it was cold and rainy, that other day, my hands was cold. But I think maybe because of the sun, it's not so cold. Now you can see it's sunny on my face. You can see it's sunny on my face. On this glorious Steeler Bengal Sunday. I got a few players on my fantasy team who I would usually start. But since they play in Pittsburgh, I can't do it. I can't. I'm not that compartmentalized to be able to say, well, you know, they beat us, but at least T. Higgins got 3 touchdowns or something like that. I mean, it's not like I would cut him. You know, cut him. I ain't gonna go that far, but you know, I just can't have that diversity of feelings. Call me old school. Call me Neanderthal. Doesn't matter. And I also made a bunch of bets, bonus bets and stuff on DraftKings. Alright, I gotta figure this out now. I wonder what happens if I hit the... I bet you if I hit the volume control buttons, it stops. I'm trying to see what... Yeah, it will stop, in fact. If I hit the volume control buttons, it'll stop. Because once I put the gloves on, I'm going to be able to switch. So I got to figure out which way I want to shoot. And since I'm walking this way towards the sun, you know, the idea is to get the scenery and stuff. See, it only go back there. Once the glare comes up from walking towards the sun. Gotta watch out on this ice too. This is ice. This is cold, it's frozen, that ain't. Well, I guess some of it is water. But the bottom line is, see, that's ice. See the snow on the ground. See how the snow is sticking. It didn't completely melt. This is from a couple days. I should let you know how cold it is. All right, I'm gonna put my glove on. I'm gonna put on my new, and they like gripper gloves. They like worker gloves. They're not even like winter gloves. But I thought it was gonna be $350. Get to the register. Guess they was $5. And, you know, you at the Dollar Tree, damn near in the hood, you ain't even gonna go through it for $1.50. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna let somebody else work that out. I'm gonna let somebody with a little bit more vigor and disappointment. Ooh, this is icy. Yeah, see? That's icy. You see it? Make me want to walk on the grass or something. Because I don't want to slip. And I don't want to be walking, you know. I don't want to slip, and I don't want to be walking on ginger footed. Maybe if I walk with 1 foot in there on the side, see if I walk like this, with 1 foot on the, whatever. 1 foot on the part that looks like a little stable foot. It'll help me out. I just don't want to be worried about it on this Steeler Bengal Sunday. I got my DraftKings account here. Put up a little side bets parlay. Using my bonus bets up. Made like 4 bonus bets on the Steelers to win. Money line. You know, something like that. Just try to mix it up. You know. And maybe I'll get back to LA and figure out a way to access it from LA, VPN or whatever. Even though my VPN didn't do it. I tried it here. Tried running the VPN here, it didn't work. Maybe if I figure something out when I get home. Maybe if I connect to my Wi-Fi and then run the VPN. But then again, that's not the same because I connected to my daughter's Wi-Fi. I ran the VPN, but I ran it for Buffalo, New York, because I think that's the closest one to here. Maybe New York don't got gambling. Maybe I gotta select a city that does have gambling, or a state, or a region. I gotta check that. We'll see. Just, you know, something to mess around with. Bought a webcam today, because I wanted a wide angle cam. My number one cam, that I call my number one, my main shot, it's like a nice 120 degree wide angle camera. It not only gets my face, but it gets the table, my whole body. It's a nice wide angle. And I want to have one of those to get the whole room up top. Which may, if this one works, may bring it into the AverMedia camera era. There was a time when those AverMedia cameras were my go-to, my number one best cameras. And now as the technology changed and gotten better and I've improved, upgraded, and blah, blah, those cameras are just about phased out. You know, a lot of it's because I have a little bit more disposable income. Technology's gotten better. And then, you know, what I'm doing, and since I know how to do this stuff a little better, I'm open to deeper and more advanced equipment now that I'm ready for more deeper and more advanced equipment. Like running OBS Studio on my laptop and taking it off of that desktop that I thought was faster. It was an older desktop, newer laptop. And I think it may have something to do with the cores. How many cores? 12 core, 9 core, whatever. Because I've said this before and I'll say it again because I'm so impressed by it. That when I was running it on the desktop, you know, the desktop that I thought should handle it, it would stagger and lock up and not switch cameras and all that. And the CPU was running like 89%. I said, let me try it on this. And so I said, I'm gonna buy another computer. So I went and was gonna buy a whole new $1,000 new computer. i7, 13th generation, blah, 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 desktop. You know, throw all that power at OBS Studio. And the night before I was supposed to go pick it up, because I actually paid for it and everything at Best Buy. The night before I was supposed to pick it up, I said, yeah, let me see what happens if I run OBS Studio on a laptop. And the funny thing is, I've run OBS Studio on a laptop before. Every time I travel, I took my cameras. When I came back to Ohio, I had all my cameras and stuff. I guess I never noticed. I ran that thing. CPU usage was like 2%. Less than 2% versus the 89% on the desktop, the older i7 desktop, I thought was God's gift. Well, at one time it was God's gift. It's like every media cameras was God's gift at one time. Things change, technology evolves. I ran it on that damn laptop. It was working so beautiful. Within an hour, within an hour, I had that laptop completely dismantled and put away. I mean that desktop. I took that desktop down, took it apart, took all the hard drives out, took all the important stuff out of it, broke it down the cards, the PC card, took down the monitor that I had to use for it, keyboard, that whole setup was gone. There it is, Amos Hobby Shop. That whole setup I got rid of. That's how quick, and then I canceled the order for the desktop. I've been using the laptop ever since, and it works out because it travels with me, and all the settings stay the same. All my cameras travel, and the settings stay the same. There's no switching between two versions of OBS Studio. I used to have one running on the desktop and one running on the laptop when I traveled. Now it's all the same. It's nice. Love my technology. I do love me some technology. Come here, set my cameras up. All three Mevo wireless cameras around the room. Shoot the whole room. Shoot granddaughter around the room. And I got two USB cams. I really got three. I only use two right now. And I used to integrate a camera. I love talking about my cameras. Leave me alone. I love talking about my cameras. I'm warm. I ain't cold. I am not cold. Oh, look, somebody washing their car. Granddaughter ain't here. I like scaring her washing. She'd be like looking at the car, getting washed. When the water always spray starts up, she always jump. She know what the car wash is. She say, ooh. Look at the car wash. Ooh, look at the car wash. Car taking a bath. Back here, I guess. With the weather. And then you got the snow. Then you may have the salt and the ice. On my daughter's car, there was icicles hanging down at the bottom. It's just hard to keep your car clean, in my mind. And then they just wash their car, and now it's wet, and she's riding. Hopefully it'll dry or freeze. I don't know. How does that work? I don't know. Oh, and also, I forgot my microphone, so that's why I'm shooting without a microphone today. Steeler Bengal Day. Granddaughter with her father. So, my daughter sleeps, she gonna wake up. She gonna come in and try to be granddaughter number two. And she wake up, but she won't wake up till, she might not wake up until the game is over. She work graveyard. And she work again at night, so this is her day off. So this is her day where she could just like, you know, lay low and have her moment. And I got pizza, Pizza Joe's. I got Cheetos and barbecue chips, Utz honey barbecue, and Snyder's Cheetos. I think I got Snyder's. What did I get? I think I got the good ones. What did I get? What can I get? I think I got Snyder's, the good ones. They was on sale $3.99 a bag. So, got that. Kool-Aid. Lots of sweets, lots of food. So I'll start packing up tonight. Jump on the airplane tomorrow. Hopefully get to see granddaughter before I leave my last time. You know how we do it. You know how we do it. Or you might not. Let's be honest, she might not know. But as much as I talk about it, seem like you might. So y'all know when I'm gonna get this shot, walking back, but I'm still recording. Because that's the shot I want. Look how beautiful that picture is. Like, I should stop talking. Because I'm shooting in towards the sun. I should stop talking and only shoot coming this way with the sun at my back. Woke up today, 219.6. Which is, well, considering what I've been doing, it's very good. It's pretty good. Considering what I've been eating and my consumption habits and tendencies, that's pretty good. Okay, I'm starting to feel that 11 mile an hour wind now. Just had to tuck down, pull down my hat. Don't have me put my hoods on. I got two of them. Don't need that yet. I feel like I'm really warm in my chest and pants. I'm not cold, feet not cold. I do feel like there's an air pocket coming in on my chest a little bit. But I'm good. Hands warm. Face is kind of cold, but it's nice. Face got, you know, it's kind of cold. Got the sun on it, so it's not bad. It's a nice feeling. Getting my 10,000 in. And realized yesterday that this walk isn't quite 10,000 steps. It's like 9,800 or something like that, which is a good incentive for me to walk some more this evening. Because let's face it, we know what's going to go down. We know what's going to go down. Yesterday, after me and Granddaughter walked at the mall, because of the weather and stuff, I came home, didn't even shower. I didn't have no need to shower. I wasn't sweaty. I wasn't sweaty or nothing. It was just like regular. So I didn't shower. I just kept going. You know, didn't do much. But I don't even think I changed clothes. From the clothes I walked in. That's the kind of weather we're talking about back here. I gotta turn around again so y'all can see. Look how beautiful that is looking that way. Oh, Cybertruck in Youngstown. Well, he's driving a Cybertruck. We gonna look and take pictures. That's just the way it go. And look at this, see how it's snow and ice here. Maybe it's because it was on a hill and the sun didn't get to it yet. You see, that's about as high as the sun gonna rise. It's 11:30 now. You see how that's about as high as the sun gonna get. We went over that already, if you were paying attention. So I feel good. Sit back, watch my Steelers with food. Been watching Aliens. I'm on Alien 3 now. Watch the first and second one. I should be able to watch something today. If I don't pass out and go to sleep. And I'm off till Wednesday, which is kind of nice. You know, it's just, you know, it's nice. It's nice. It's nice. Think about Granddaughter and her old lady, but she got this book. She loved this book. Talking about an old lady, literally, who ate a turkey, ate a ball. Well, I don't know why she ate the ball. She ate the ball to play with the turkey. And she swallowed a turkey. And you know what other thing she else did? She swallowed a horn of plenty. What the hell is that about? Who even knows what a horn of plenty is? I didn't. She even said the lady swallowed a horn of plenty. And she swallowed a balloon. And she swallowed a hat to cover the turkey. or the something. Granddaughter loved that dang book. Of course, she lost it. Left it somewhere. Couldn't find it. But Kelly said she found it. Somehow she found people reading that same book to people. So she would watch that. She wants somebody to read it to you. And I said, read it. He said, and Kimberly read it too, or they be getting in. They be getting down. Said, well, I don't know why she swallowed the turkey. Because she's quirky. And why did she swallow the ball? She swallowed the ball to play with the turkey. Why did she swallow the hat? To cover something. And a balloon. Don't ask me why. Something like that. Pick up Pizza Joe's, that's where I went yesterday. Sauce was good. Sauce was good. Crust wasn't as thick as Wedgwood. And it wasn't as, I don't want to say gooey or moist, the crust. And I got my standard sausage, black olives, and mushrooms. Mushrooms were good. Black olives, it was all good. Sauce was good. I think I got extra cheese too. That was about $20 for a 12-inch sheet. I got a sheet, you know, in the squares. Traditional sheet. And the wings, oh, the wings were good. They were baked. They were like falling off the bone. You know what? And they call them wings. Them ain't no wings. Them is wing dings. Them is wings pieces. And they like $15 for 12. Wings is expensive as hell. And again, them ain't even wings. Them is wing dings. Them is wing pieces. What is that about? But, and I always get garlic parmesan. So basically, they took some wing. Now I give it to them, they cooked them right. They cooked them right because they was falling off the bone. Nice and moist. You know, you didn't have to like tear into them or rip them or chew them that hard. They were cooked right. But the only thing they did was like put them in a, like maybe pour some garlic, parmesan, butter sauce on it over them. And didn't even shake them that good, it looked like. You know, but it was good. It was good. The pizza was good. The Cheetos. Cheese, not cheese puffs. Because they got the cheese corn and corn puffs. You gotta watch that. It was out of cheese corn, cheese popcorn. This burger I go through was out of cheese popcorn. And then I realized too, driving a Sparkle, I ride right past the Dollar General. I bet you that Dollar General would have a bigger selection than the Sparkle I go to, which I may or may not continue to go to. I may have to change up my store, stay with the Sparkle brand, but change up the store based on selection and availability of product. I'm happy with my $5 gloves. And yesterday, I gotta admit, granddaughter came back to her mother. You could tell she had a good time. And she was like, grandfather's a winner. She was just giving me big props. Grandfather, yeah, she was just literally telling her, you know, I guess I did a good job. She's like, grandfather, yeah, grandfather's a winner. You know, just saying that kind of stuff. She had never done that before, just like acknowledge the great job that I do. At least not openly like that. She's like, grandfather, yeah. We did have a good time. We did have a good time. I rode the train, put on that trampoline, trapeze, this thing. She jumped up and down. She saw other people doing it. She started doing what they was doing. You know, it was her first time. She's 3. And I gotta remember that. just because she be running around terrorizing us, you know, in her own house, in her environment, you know, a lot of stuff is still new to her, and she has to learn it. And that's the one thing I noticed about us on our walks. You know, she had never done that before. And I'm like, ah, come on. You know, as loud as you be terrorizing us with your loudness and screaming, running up on us and all that, you scared of this? Uh-uh. Now, forget it, ain't she scared? She hadn't done it. So on the walks, I would notice she would be a little bit inhibited at first. And they kind of get into it, Then I noticed it at a much broader range, to where over the years we've been doing it, now she knows what's up. She can even crawl in the stroller, stand up, do all kinds of stuff. You know, talking, looking outside, looking around. But before, she might be a little bit apprehensive. And you know, usually, you know, it's like, you know, she ain't really apprehensive about anything. But yesterday, a guy was walking by the train, and he went to fist bump her, and she kind of jerked back. I was like, okay, that's good. Because she didn't know him, he was a stranger. You know, and we so used to her just, so she see one of us, to run right at you, grab you, do whatever. You know, you like her toy, especially in her environment. But like my daughter said, I mean my sister said, my niece knew how to act in public, but at home, you know, there was behavior that I never saw. It was only her mother saw. And I was like, yep, same way with granddaughter. Woo. It's behavior that I tell her. Laura and them, y'all never see it. She'll act that way around y'all. And I guess I'm blessed and lucky that she feel that comfortable to act that way around me. And I wonder what level it goes to when I'm not there and she with her mother. I mean, it's so, the nuclear of her, I was gonna say a nuclear response, whatever, her level of excitement is so strong. And so stupendous, and so whatever, she got my daughter changing. And my daughter being more understanding, and more patient, and talking nice, and talking calmly. Going like, yes, Gianna, calm down now. Use your words, breathe, Gianna. I was like, oh my God, is this thermonuclear Kimberly talking like that? Trying to be all zen-like? I was like, oh my God, what is that about? All right, I got it. I'm gonna take my glove off. I'm gonna put away the remote control that fell off. The selfie stick, it's kind of magneted on there, and it usually stays on there, but it falls off every now and then. I think I even lost one. I'm going to take that off, put it in my pocket. I got the gloves off. It ain't cold out here. I don't need the gloves on, but, you know, since I bought them, paid for them. And here we are. We made it. Made it to 224. Where's the 224 sound? I should cross the street. I think about crossing the street. You see, should I cross the street and walk down that way? I don't know. Should I? I might. Oh, you know, now it's blinking. Now it's blinking, don't walk. Now it is. I don't know. I'll wait. I think I'm gonna walk down that side. Here's how I look at the top. 7 and 224. I could have made it. I could have made it, but I'm good. Did I walk down that side yesterday? Maybe I should just walk down this side. I can't remember. Everybody wants to be on Jeffrey TV. Everybody wants to be on Jeffrey TV. Yeah, I don't even need the gloves. It's not that well, at least not that cold right now. Look how bright and beautiful it is walking down this way, see? With the sun behind me. 11:40. I should get home. I think I left at 11:47, but I had stopped and went into the Dollar Tree. So, should get home about 12:30. Give me some time to get ready for the game. Wearing my Steeler attire. See how bright, you see how sharp that sun is. See blue skies, look at that, blue skies, people. Blue skies, ooh, there's the wind, feel that? Can you hear it even? I don't have my microphone on, so there's no wind guard. Did you hear the wind on the phone? Well, kind of want you to get this shot. You know, this whole thing going down here. Maybe I'll just take pictures. Maybe I'll put the remote back on and just go to photo mode and snap pictures as I walk. I think I'm going to do that. Because it really ain't. I think I've said everything pretty much that, you know, I kind of want to say, oh yeah, I'll put the gloves back on. Oh yeah, I'm gonna put the glove back on. We're gonna put the glove back on. I'm gonna take a picture first. I don't even know why I take a picture. I mean, the picture comes out so much better when I take a picture in the camera. When I take a picture with the, you know, native camera, the camera that's built in without the app, without this app that I'm running. I wonder if it's because I have that Jeffrey TV in it. I may take that off and check. I wonder if it's because I have that overlay. I have an overlay. You see that thing that says Jeffrey TV? I probably can improve that too. I just put that on there. I think one time while I was walking, I never really, you know, tried to improve it. I think I might do that. Make a little bit more graphic-y. You know, a little bit more fancy. You know. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. I did a parlay, DraftKings, and I did it on the Philadelphia. I don't know why I did it on the Philadelphia Baltimore game. I want Philadelphia to win, no doubt. I want them to beat Baltimore, and I took Jalen Hurts plus 175 yards. I took in passing. I took Lamar Jackson plus 150 yards passing. I took Steelers plus 3.5. And I took Philadelphia 3.5. And I think I'm getting, I forget how much it's paying, but it's going to pay a little bit. It's going to pay like 370, I think. So a $25 bet should get me like $95. Parlay, you know, comes out. And the way they got the app set up and everything, it is nice and it's convenient and it's really cool and it's fun to actually, you know, do stuff like that. It actually is, I have to admit. It actually is. Alright. I gotta go to the podiatrist too. I was thinking I had to go to a pediatrician. P-E-D-I, I thought that was foot. Pediatrician. No, that's a baby doctor. I gotta go to a podiatrist. Went to one before. He told me he cut a couple things, did this, did that. Said, but you're gonna need the surgery. You know, to break that toe and put it back in place or whatever. I was like, man, that sounds like, I said, just cut it. And do it, you know, he just did what he did. And it worked. Never had a problem again. Now I got something on this other foot. And I was kind of peeling the nail off and the back, you know, trying to get it better, but it's still a little sore. It's probably ingrown. Probably just needs to be cut out or whatever. And, you know, with the right tools. Because I was like, peel it. It looked like it was growth that I was able to peel off. It was like a nail. You know, nail stuff to kind of like build up. And I was able to like peel a piece of that off. And got a little bit of kind of, oh, I need to go over there and see the manger. Oh, I see across the street. Oh, I think I see across the street. I think I am. To see baby Jesus. I gotta go see baby Jesus. Ain't no light. We gotta go see baby Jesus. What's all this traffic? What's all the traffic for? Well, I could have made it. These people will run you over. These people will run you over if you don't run across the street like a crazy person. They'll be like, they'll run your ass down. Oh. Somebody stole baby Jesus. Oh, I don't believe it. Somebody stole baby Jesus. Oh, ooh, is he kind of brown? Is Joseph kind of brown? The Lamb of God, Mary white. It look like Jesus is kind of brown. I'm just saying. DEI in action. That's it. That's all I'm saying. DEI in action. All right. I think I'm done. I think I'm swinging on y'all now. I think I'm about to swing on y'all. Okay? So, swinging on y'all 2 times. For me, for the phone. For every elementary particle that is ever existed in any atom that contains any elementary particle in this or any universe that ever was, this will be. The totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeff. I gotta get more shots. Okay. Beautiful trees and blue skies and all that. Oh, I hear a dog. Where are you going over there? I see you over there. They be like looking for something to bark at. Like Kari be barking at people 8 miles away. And Kari be barking, you can tell she don't really want to bark no more. Like she be tired. She can't help it. Anyhow, then I just swing on y'all. Talking about Kari and dogs barking. Ruin my outro. My name is Jeffrey.